is Yusuf.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment, the holiday throwback episode. How's everyone doing in this December? I know it's a very different holiday. Everybody hopefully is utilizing their laptop and clicking add to cart, purchase instead of actually going to places and shopping. That will help the world a lot. Just, you know, stand in front of your laptop and buy your Christmas items. PSA.
Yes. At least LA is back in full on lockdown. So hopefully folks that are in cities and locations that aren't in lockdown are still being careful.
Yes, definitely.
Wearing your mask. Mm-hmm. You can do all of your shopping online. Try to shop at small stores, mom and pop stores, instead of just Amazon.
Yes. Yes. Because the small business, they need our support more than Walmart and Target and Amazon, because they're doing okay. The smaller businesses they're the ones that are struggling and need our help. So let's help them out, guys. We can do it.
Yes. It may take a little bit longer to get it, but that's okay.
Yes.
And everyone should send Christmas cards this year to help the post office.
Yes. Buy some stamps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And while everyone is, you know, bringing in their trees and, you know, wrapping up their presents, we have a nice little throwback for everyone to chill and watch in between all of your holiday activities, well, pre-holiday activities. And what right. will that be?
Well, we ended November, our college month, with National Lampoon's Animal House. And so now we're starting December's throwback with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. The Griswolds are back, y'all. So this film was released December 1st, 1989 is the number. Now, back in 89, we have kind of like our usual suspects of the television being number 5, America's Funniest Home Videos. Different Worlds, number 4, Cheers 3, Roseanne 2, and of course, Huxtables is holding it down with Cosby's. Now, the number one song, the number one song of 1989, December 1st, I did not know. I thought this was a summer song. All right. Do you want to guess this one?
I mean, I would have guessed it was the Wham song, Last Christmas, but it's a summer song? No idea.
I thought it was a summer song, but it came out in December. Now, okay, let me give you some hints. Okay, so it was a group. No, actually, it was two dudes.
Daryl Hall and John Oates?
No. Black dudes.
Black dudes.
Yes. They had two songs, two hits, and a debacle one night doing their concerts pretty much destroyed their career.
I can't think of the only two black dudes I can think of are Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff.
No, they're singers. I'm putting in air quotes, singers.
I have no idea.
Milli Vanilli. Blame. It was Blame It on the Rain. Yeah. I forgot all about that one. Yeah, it was Milli Vanilli. I thought that came out in the summer.
Yeah, that feels like it should be a summer song. Wow, December. Okay. Poor guys. I mean, the thing is, it was fun songs, fun music, yeah. Very 80s.
Oh, totally.
Just disappointing that they had to use a face to promote it rather than the actual singers that sang it.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the music industry for you.
Yep. So the Christmas Vacation, we revisit the Griswold family, and we had met them a couple years earlier on their European they travel across the U.S. to go to
Wally World.
Wally World, yeah.
And then they went to Europe after that.
And then they had their European vacation, and now we're meeting them at Christmas with all of the family. the grandparents, the aunt and uncle, and the cousins and everything.
Yes.
So and Christmas, which is always a stressful time. And you're born with your family. They're not necessarily the people that you're given, and the Griswold or the people that you choose, and the Griswold family, you really feel that Chevy Chase's character, Clark, sort of questions the family he's been dealt.
Don't we all at a certain point? It's very interesting. So this film was written and produced by John Hughes, the John Hughes, that gave us all the John Hughes-ness in the 80s. People who don't know John Hughes, look him up and you're like, oh yes, that John Hughes, those movies, right? He didn't direct this one, but he was the writer producer of this movie. And of course, like Joe was saying, kind of like your usual. So this is an interesting thing about the whole vacation trilogy or whatever. They did like a Vegas vacation after something like that. Like the wife and the husband always stays the same, but the kids, they switch out the actors' kids every movie. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. Revolving doors.
Right. So in this movie, we have Juliette Lewis as Audrey, the older sister, and John Galecki as Rusty, the little brother. And you may recognize Rusty. He's the actor that was in Third Rock from the Sun.
Big Bang.
Big Bang, yep.
Yeah, and Roseanne. He was in Roseanne, too.
Yeah,
that was him. Okay, and this is interesting. Like, it seems like the continuity of the children's age is a non-issue within the trilogy because, if I'm not mistaken, the movie before Christmas Vacation, which was European Vacation, Rusty was the older sibling. Audrey was the younger one. This one, Rusty's the younger one, and Audrey's the older sister. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
So if you're looking for continuity between the movies, you're not going to necessarily get that, except for the dysfunctional family part and Clark and Ellen.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And Cousin Eddie is always played by Randy Quaid.
Exactly. Yeah. So those are three constants. Yeah. So there's always those three. Everyone else switches up.
Yeah. So the movie starts out with the core family, the core nuclear family, just the four of them going to get a Christmas tree. And this is where we start to see that Clark is just a little obsessed, socially inept in planning out things. He's always thinking about the end result, not necessarily thinking about the steps that it takes to get there. And so as they're driving to get the tree, he pisses off a driver and they end up crashing their car. Then they go walking through the forest to find the tree, and he forgets the chainsaw, so they have to dig up the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the tree is like the tree that's in front of Rockefeller Square. Almost. Yeah. It's huge. And it always pisses off the neighbors, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love her. If you guys haven't watched Veep, watch that damn show. She's amazing. That whole show is amazing.
This had a bunch of Saturday Night Live alumni, mm-hmm. 75 alumni. So it had Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Brian Doyle Murray, Randy Quaid, and Chevy Chase were all on Saturday Night Live in 1975. So this brought them all back together.
Yeah, and glorious hilarity. The movie don't start off on Christmas Eve. It's kind of like a couple of days that leads up to Christmas. So, you know, we get kind of like the whole process of Clark, you know, getting the tree and putting the lights up and getting ready for the parents and the in-laws. And, you know, he want to, you know, have the best, he want to have the best Christmas. You know, that's in his head is, I'm going to have the best Christmas for everyone. They're going to love it. The lights are going to be the best. He was kind of on Trump mode. He was like, you know, I'm going to have the best lights. It's going to be the brightest lights. It's going to be the best lights ever. I'm going to have the biggest tree. The tree's going to be amazing. It's going to be the biggest tree ever. So he was kind of in that mode. But at the end of the process, like Jim said, didn't really think things out before he executes it, agendas. So, yeah, that's Clark.
Right. So the moral of the movie, the moral of the story is to... it's great to have an end goal in mind, but make sure that you have a full plan in place so that you have a way of getting to your goal.
Exactly. Yep, pretty much. So, yeah, throughout the movie, we see his misadventures of, you know, getting the tree together, getting the lights up, you know, setting up lights, you know, appeasing parents and the in-laws and, you know, the bombardment of the personalities that's coming through his door. Yeah. And yeah, we all felt, like I said, we all at a certain point, this one or two things in this movie that you can relate to, like, even if it's not Christmas, even if it's just like just a family reunion, it was like, there's one or two things you're like, yeah, totally. They nailed it with this one.
Yeah. Right. And then there's also a couple scenes that take place in his office where he has to do a report and his boss keeps forgetting his name. And then the company doesn't send out bonuses. So he gets really pissed about that. So there's also like the office dynamics that they really hit on that seemed very realistic. So,
exactly. Yep. Yeah. And his, and of course, like Jen was saying, it was this, he's just seeing the finished product. So he want a pool for the family, you know, so he took it upon himself just to put the down payment down to lock down the construction of the pool because he assumed that the bonus was coming.
Right. You never write a check for a bonus until you have the bonus in your hand.
Yes. So, yeah, again.
Before you have it.
Yes. So that's what happened on that. That was like one of his goals for the house. And I, in back of my mind, I'm saying, it's a trap. Don't get a, why you get the pool? It's a money pit. You constantly pour money on it. Pouring money in the pool that you barely gonna use. Like, don't do it. But
you're living in Chicago where it's cold.
Exactly. I'm like, you only gotta use it like what, maybe four, like 5 months at best. And then you have to like close that thing down. And not including if they have like thunderstorms and stuff like that. Like, you're not getting in that pool.
Yeah.
And it's Chicago. So anything can happen weather wise. But I digress. it is what it is. LA, yes, get your pool. Chicago, why? Don't do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, this movie follows the same formula from all the Griswold movies that we follow the family, lots of shit happens. And then at the end, they all come together to be happy.
Yeah. through the police breaking the door down and kind of like raiding their home in a classic Griswold fashion, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now let's see. It was something. Oh yeah, I already told you about the whole Griswold thing. Oh, okay, so I was reading. Okay, so did you know the film has a connection to It's a Wonderful Life?
No, how?
All right. Fans of the Christmas movie May remember that a few scenes from Frank Capra's Christmas classic make an unexpected appearance in Christmas Vacation. The film, though, has another fun tie-in to It's a Wonderful Life. As Mental Floss points out in their website, Frank Capra's grandson, Frank Capra III, is Christmas Vacation's assistant director. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one. All right, so Aunt Bethany, the one that sings the Star Spangled Banner, doing Grace, whatever, sounds vaguely familiar. All right, so when Aunt Bethany says Grace and sang the Pledge of Allegiance, some audience remembers may have recognized her voice, and for a good reason. Aunt Bethany is played by actress Mae Cusdale, who voiced both the iconic Betty Boop and Olive Oil in old Popeye cartoons.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And when I listened to her again, I'm like, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Because she said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. It almost sounded like Betty Boop a little bit. I'm like, oh, awesome. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, in doing research for this movie, I did like come upon two things that were disappointing. One is that Chevy Chase apparently is like a total DB to work with. Like,
oh, of course. Yeah.
Like absolutely horrible.
That's why he got kicked off of Community.
Right. Well, I think it was on the European vacation, the director brought a resignation letter to the set every day because she hated working with him so much that was the only way she made it through, was knowing that she was ready to quit at a moment's notice.
Yeah, no, he's a dick. I was like, how can you be such a dick? Dude? Like, come on.
And then Randy Quaid is just batshit crazy.
Of course. It's Randy Quaid.
Right.
You know, you get what you pay for with him, but it's like, come on, dude. I mean, look, you know Robin Williams, and Robin Williams wasn't a dick. Like, come on. Anyway, yeah, no, he's notorious for being an ass. Yeah.
So I mean, I knew that, but like to hear, I knew about Community, but I didn't realize that it continued across all of his movies.
Yeah, no, he's an asshole, and I think probably like the earlier movies, you know, why other people tolerate him being on set and stuff is, I'm thinking like maybe it was like more coke going around on set, so everyone was more tolerant of each other. But going into like the late 80s, it's like, okay, no, we can't be doing coke on set anymore. And then everyone's getting cranky, and I think Chevy Chase like, all right, I can't be high anymore, so I'm just gonna be an asshole. Yeah, that's my theory at least. Yeah.
Oh wait. So the brother and sister in this movie, Johnny Galecki and Julia Louis, play brother and sister in this film, but in The Conners, the new Roseanne show, they play lovers. I didn't realize that. I've never watched that show.
Really? So. I didn't even know Jason Galecki was in The Conners. I guess Big Bang is over, right? So I guess he can jump on. Yeah. All right. Ew. They're sister and brothers. That's nasty. Ew. I'm freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So our rating is sit by the Christmas tree, drink your eggnog, put on your shoes, contemplate go shoveling the front driveway, or go outside and have Krampus take you down.
Yeah, no, I'm chilling. This is my go-to. Like every year, this is my go-to movie. It's like, it's this, Gremlins, That Hard, Bad Santa. It, like, this is like in my like five, okay, this is the movies I need to watch you know, this holiday. So yeah, I mean, there's so many, it's so many funny moments there. Yeah, from the tree, like the one-liners when the neighbor's like, "What you gonna do with that tree?" Car's like, "Bend over, I'll show you." I mean, like, just like those one-liners, and you have Randy Quaid, his crazy self, the dog, the turkey, the squirrel, the Christmas tree. I mean, it's just so many moments in that movie. It's like, yeah, you have to rewatch it.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely sit down and drink my eggnog and enjoy the movie. And for those that don't own it, you can rent it or buy it on Prime Video. Also, American Movie Classics is showing this and Polar Express throughout the month at different times. So if you want to try to catch it on regular TV,
cool,
you can find it on AMC.
Right on. Yeah. And plus, you know, and Clark have one of the best meltdowns, you know, in movie history. I mean, I say Steve Martin's rental car meltdown. And okay, so that's one. And I will put Clark Griswold's Christmas meltdown like number two.
And that was all ad-libbed, so.
Yes. Which makes it even more funnier.
Right. We've all been there. We've all wanted to do that.
Yes.
Better to take a deep breath and count to 10 so you don't scare people.
Well, people just scare people. Yeah. That's their count to 10.
Right.
Good guys. So there you have it. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you guys on the flip side next week. Got some more interesting and entertaining reviews for you. Until then, wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a mask.
Yes. Peace.